Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I am glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I am D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 070 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on March 2nd, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So, here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So, how was your week? Mine was excellent, and those of you who have been with me for a long time know that the last time I said my week was excellent was probably before my darling E-Rex was rushed to the hospital in November. Since then, my personal life has had a lot of crises. Last week was a good week. I met Shira and her dad Moti, and we are going to begin lessons next week, and I am looking forward to it. Shira seems very determined to play guitar well and has begun to undertake teaching herself. Her father wants her to learn correctly, and he was given my name and number by one of my students' parents. Thank you, Nir, for the referral. I appreciate it. Speaking of numbers, please do not forget that my phone number has recently changed. Students, be sure to change my number in all of your contact-holding devices, phones, whatever else you have my number in, be sure you change it. The old number will go away in the very near future. Listeners, if you have visited my website, which is guitartechniquetutor.com, spelled GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and took the number, if you found that more than 2 weeks ago, please replace it with the current new phone number that you will find on the site. I reiterate, the old number will definitely go away in the very, very, very near future. So please make the appropriate changes to any device or record keeping or database you use for phone numbers. New student Tipton, don't you just love that first name? Had his first lesson and did just great. I expected that he would, and he has great zeal, and I'm looking very forward to working with him and helping him grow and become an excellent guitarist. Carrie, sorry we keep crossing communications. I'm sure we will connect eventually. I should offer my apology to the students I had to bail on Wednesday evening. There was a personal issue that E-Rex and I had to attend to on very, very short notice. I apologize for the inconvenience and my short notice of schedule change, and any inconvenience that may have caused you. I am terribly sorry, and those of you who were affected know I appreciate your understanding. Emily, if you're listening, have a fabulous 2 months in Europe. We will miss you and are already looking forward to hearing about all your adventures and watching your blog and Facebook. Have a great time, sweetie. Just be careful. Just a note, listeners, I will not broadcast a show next week, although I will be teaching my students, whoever's around. I'm not taking the week off work, but I am going to take a week off podcasting. This week, there are two students in the student spotlight. The question of the week came by email from Joel and is about music writing programs. News is from Taylor, and the Take Notes segment is about the National Guitar Workshop summer programs. Please don't forget the Les Paul and Mawa exhibit at the Mawa Museum in Mawa, New Jersey. The full scope of this extraordinary collection will reduce to a small permanent installation at the end of June. So if there is any way you can make it to the northern border of New Jersey on a Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday, you just have to go. This exhibit is fascinating and will give you an unsurpassed appreciation for the magnitude of Les Paul's contribution to guitar, recorded music, and 20th century culture in general, besides that the guy was an absolute genius. I appreciate the exhibit as a musician who plays guitar, but it's safe to say that any musician, music aficionado, engineer, sound or otherwise, scientist, pop culture junkie, jazz lover, historian, student, layman, you know, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, will be amazed and intrigued by this exhibit. I should really tweet about this more, and I really have to get to that. I said that last week too, but didn't do it. I hope the soon-to-be-released Thank You Less CD will be out in the near future so I can review it before the exhibit closes and more of you will perhaps be inspired to go. I know just what you're thinking. What? No mention of her DRs? Yes, I'm going to mention my DRs. They're great. I'm just not in drool mode anymore because they sound not new. I'll change them in a week or two and be enamored all over again. My student Arno will have new DRs on his guitar by the time we finish his lesson this week. So Wednesday night, I will be able to vicariously enjoy new DRs and I'll be able to listen to them at his lessons until they get normalized and not just brandy new and sparkly sounding. Let's see. I guess that's it for today's intro. And let's move on to the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are two students, Lanny and Talia. Dudettes, you did very, very well. I know you're both going to be gone for a while. Lanny, you'll be in South Africa for several weeks. Talia, I will see you this week and then we will take a week off. You are both putting in the time necessary to rise above the ordinary. Now, considering how your lessons went this past week, isn't it worth it? I mean, honestly, you have to get some sense of great satisfaction when you do well. I don't care how neutral or unimpassioned you are. I won't say passionless, but if you're, even if you're not a passionate person, it has to make you feel great to do well. The rest of my students, I want to alert you. There's room in the spotlight. Some of you are really being slackers. I know it's that whole spring thing. We go through this every year, but some of you are mature enough in age and in general maturity to rise above it, and you're just not trying to get yourself out of your dazed and glazed spring fever funk. So do try it. You're going to feel good when you accomplish something. It'll break that whole non-productivity thing you've got going on. And those of you who are school age, I know you're seeing it in your schoolwork as well, even though it's a crush time and an end of a marking period for some of you. I can see the complete lack of interest and lethargy and general malaise you're all exhibiting. So kick it into gear, get your groove on, and get back to your guitar in a, not a regimented way, but in a dedicated way. I think that's the key. We don't want regimentation and drill sergeant sort of necessity to play. We want you to do it, or I want you to do it. I shouldn't use that royal we. It's so condescending. I would like you to do it because you want to do it and because you have made a commitment to yourself and to your playing and that you're carrying out the commitment. Even if it's a day you'd rather be doing something else, hit the practice, get it done, and then go do whatever else you want to do. This seems to be the biggest issue with my students. Some of them are tremendously gifted, and one in particular knows who she is. But there's a huge laziness factor, and that's just so regrettable. It's too bad. There are so many people who have no ability or unknown ability who would give anything for the opportunity to work and study and play and practice. And some of you who have that opportunity and have gifts just don't bother applying yourself. Okay, that's my usual tirade. It hasn't changed. Wouldn't it be great if everybody who has a lesson this week is going to be in the spotlight next week? I can dream. Anyway, let's move on to this week's question of the week. This week's question is from an email I received from Joel. He asked, what music writing program do you use? I mean music notation, not tab. Thank you. Thank you for the question, Joel. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is on its way to you. Well, I'm glad you asked the question. There is an array of music writing applications available. The two most prominent and pricey are Finale and Sibelius. Sorry if you hear the train in the background. My windows are closed, but I'm not too far from the train station. Each of them, Finale and Sibelius, retails for more than $200 in their full versions. They are fabulous programs. I've used both of them and preferred Finale. Perhaps that was because it was the first of them that I tried, and I was very used to its format, its user interface, and all that. But there came a time when I upgraded the OS on my Mac, and my music composition applications became outdated, and I needed to buy either a new version or new programs or applications. Or did I? I compared everything that was available that offered sufficient options for my music writing needs. I found Myriad Online's Melody Assistant. I think I took advantage of the free trial it had, if I'm remembering. This is so long ago. And in these trials, from Myriad Online anyway, you can use the program. If it's still as it was when I tried it, you can use every function except save. So if you don't mind spending the time on a composition that you are not going to be able to save and do anything with unless you buy the program, you can truly get a feel for how the app works. I liked it and I bought it, and I have received free upgrades since then. And now when I say since then, it's probably at least 10 or 12 years that I'm using this program. I refer all my students to this particular product because the price is extremely reasonable for the full functionality it gives you. Before I tell you a little more specifically about what one can do with Melody Assistant and its big brother, Harmony Assistant, I want to clarify a term that floats around these days with many meanings. The term is write music, quote unquote, write music. You know, I love GarageBand, so I'm not belittling what it and programs that try to be like it do. But singing a track and strumming a track and adding a drum track, etc., I guess what I'm trying to say is working with audio files only is a very different process of creating a finished product or quote-unquote writing music than to what I'm referring when I speak about Melody Assistant and its partner and big brother, Harmony Assistant. These are applications for creating musical scores. You can hear the notes you are writing as you are writing them. I like that because I can assign what kind of guitar I'm listening to while I compose, if I'm composing guitar music or any other music, or for that matter, while I'm composing guitar music, I can listen to a cello. After my confession last week, you know how I am with low register strings. They just make me melt. So here is a very brief overview of Melody Assistant, and I'll also give you a little info on Harmony Assistant. Melody Assistant is dedicated to music, writing, printing, and rendering. So this strictly has to do with what the written music looks like. It's easy to use, it offers a very user-friendly interface, and has tremendous capability. There are thousands of people who use this app, and there is a couple of actual dedicated communities online for people who use it. It has a lot of capabilities. Let's just go for some of the highlights. It has a wide range of music symbols, which will enable anyone to edit scores of great quality, including tab and Gregorian notation. Now, that's something that, well, guitarists might like tab, and Gregorian notation is something that, unless you're in a very specialized area, you really won't have much need for it. Score input can be performed through the mouse, computer keyboard, or an external MIDI keyboard, which is really convenient, especially if you play piano. Fabulous that you can play what you want written, and you don't have to mouse or click it. Melody Assistant comes with its own embedded software synthesizer, which provides high-quality output on basic sound cards even without any external MIDI device, and include hundreds of different instruments. It can load and save a lot of formats: MIDI, WAV, AIFF, MP3, OGG, TAB, ABC, and more. It is both a score editor with wide capabilities of notation, a digital synthesizer, providing quality music rendering even without expensive hardware, a digital sound editor to insert recorded instruments and digital audio tracks into your work, and a TAB editor. I can't even believe I'm saying that, but it's true. Harmony Assistant is an unbeatable software for computer-assisted music composition and editing. Its harmonizing capabilities enable the composer to build quickly and efficiently tunes that include accompaniment, multiple instruments, and drum patterns. Its full-page edit and engraver modes will ease editing and page setup of your scores. That, for me, besides the extra, the drum effects and things like that, the page editing comparison between the two is very different. The editing capabilities in Melody Assistant are fine. There's a tiny bit of a learning curve with it because it doesn't look like your finished score until you're ready to print it, which is fine, and you just have to scroll around a little bit. Whereas in Harmony Assistant, your page really looks like the score you're creating. It's a minor difference, but it should be brought out. There's also, in Harmony Assistant, it has the same wide range of musical symbols to edit notation and tab and the rest. And using the page mode, as I mentioned, you will edit the score just as it will be printed on paper. The engraver mode will make it look really terrific. Score input can also be performed through the mouse, keyboard, or an external MIDI device. Harmony Assistant also comes with its own embedded software synthesizer, which provides high-quality output, just the way Melody Assistant does. Harmony Assistant can load and save formats such as MIDI, WAV, AIFF, MP3, OGG, TAB, ABC, XML, and more. So, just like Melody Assistant, Harmony Assistant is a score editor and engraver support. That's the difference. A digital synthesizer providing quality music rendering, right? An arranger that creates automatic accompaniments. Now, that's something that's not in Melody Assistant. A drum pattern manager enabling to create rhythm to your tunes. A digital sound editor to insert recorded instruments and digital tracks into your work. That's also a departure from Melody Assistant. And a tab editor, and so on. These are both totally excellent programs. The last time I checked, a personal Melody Assistant license costs $25. Now, that's the lesser of the programs. And if all you need to do is be able to presentably write some music notation so that it doesn't look like you're handwriting it or doing it from some very cheap program, it's a fabulous deal. Now, remember, once you buy a personal license, it allows you to continue to download the newest version whenever it comes out. And your license also allows you to put the app on your notebook as well as your desktop computer. It's a personal license. It's not a license to one IP address. As far as I know, a personal Harmony Assistant license costs about $85. And the truth is, in the marketplace, that's a really good price for what the program delivers. I can vouch for that. People don't get viruses from these downloads. I have been doing business with these folks for surely at least 12 years, maybe longer. Never a problem. They're great to deal with if you have a problem with their app, or with, once my computer crashed, I didn't have my license number. I was able to just let them know I paid for the program. Can you help me out? They tracked it down. They said, sure. They let me have the program again without paying for it. So they're real people. And by the way, if you currently use Melody Assistant, there is an offer allowing you to purchase Harmony Assistant at a reduced rate if your needs will be so satisfied by it. So check it out. It's great. I will link to the Myriad online site. It's myriad-online.com. Thanks again, Joel, for the question. I hope Joel and all of you listeners who are looking for a music writing editing program will give Melody Assistant a try. Or if your composing needs are more advanced, try Harmony Assistant. I've used this program, Melody Assistant, for a long time, and it's quite reliable. Also, if you are not my student and you have a question for the Question of the Week segment, please don't hesitate to email me at my email address, which is guitartechnique, all spelled in the traditional way, guitartechnique, @gmail.com. And if I use your question in a broadcast, I will be glad to get in touch with you. And if you allow me to have your address, I will send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. Thanks very much, Joel. And now let's move along to this week's news. One of my students says I gloss over country music as though it didn't exist. And you're right, I do, and it's my mistake. I thought I was being fairly broad in the genres of guitar playing that I mentioned, but I'm not. So I will take that corrective criticism and I will embrace it, and thank you for your observation and for giving me notice. The other purpose is that we haven't talked about our friends at Taylor for a while. For some time last year, Taylor was dominating the news segments. Every couple of news reports were about something going on at Taylor. And no, Bob Taylor has still not sent me a guitar, for demo or otherwise. So that doesn't really enter in. There have just been a lot of things going on. But this week, the news is some exciting things going on at Taylor. And this has to do with Rascal Flatts, and they will take a piece of their fans on the road as CMT and Taylor Guitars launch a contest to create the official tour guitar. Now, if you like contemporary country music, you probably know Rascal Flatts, and if you like country music, you probably really like them. My students who like country music love Rascal Flatts. Anyway, so here's the little blurb that I have on this, and I think it's pretty exciting because the opportunity to win a Taylor, especially a really custom, nice one, those opportunities are few and far between. So here's what I found on the Taylor website. It's not every day fans get to become a part of one of the hottest tickets in country music. This summer, one person will have the opportunity to do just that as CMT and Taylor Guitars have launched a contest to design the official guitar for the Farmers Insurance Presents, quote, the American Band Tour. In addition to the guitar being played by band members on stage in cities across America, the winner will get a VIP experience to see the band live and receive his or her own autographed, custom-designed Taylor guitar, and it's going to be a GS8 model. Fans will have additional opportunities to win Rascal Flatts autographed GS mini guitars at select concert dates on CMT Radio Live with Cody Allen and on CMT.com, provided by Taylor Guitars. In total, CMT and Taylor Guitars will give away 15 guitars throughout the summer-long promotion. That sounds pretty good. Fans can submit guitar designs using approved images and logos now through Monday, April 30th. More information is on the rascalflatts.cmt.com website. I will give you a link to that. In just 11 years, Big Machine label groups, Rascal Flatts has become one of the most honored acts in country music history, reaching heights and achieving milestones reserved for the genre's elite. They have set more venue attendance records than any country act, with ticket sales of 6 million and counting. They have sold 21 million albums, 25 million digital downloads, and earned 13 number one singles, with the number one debut on the country album sales chart of Nothing Like This. Rascal Flatts becomes one of only four country acts to debut seven consecutive studio albums at number one. So on April 3rd, that's tomorrow, they will release their highly anticipated eighth studio album, Changed. Its first single, Banjo, is number 13 on Billboard's country songs chart and among the most streamed videos on CMT.com. So, gang, if you have any artistic ability and you would like to win a Taylor guitar, regardless of whether it's been used by Rascal Flatts on stage, or whether you're a huge Rascal Flatts fan, which if you're a country music aficionado, you probably are, this is a contest that might interest you. The grand prize, just so you know, for your grand prize, the winning design shall be placed on a guitar played by Rascal Flatts on their tour. They will also receive one autographed GS8 Taylor guitar featuring your design, two tickets to Rascal Flatts' concert, two meet and greets with Rascal Flatts, round trip coach airfare for two, one night hotel accommodations, ground transportation to and from the airport and the concert, and one Rascal Flatts prize pack. Don't ask me, I don't know what's in the prize pack, but if you're a fan, it seems like a great opportunity. So, Bob, you should still send me a guitar. I've been doing a lot of great PR for you for many, many years. Listeners, if you love country music, this is something you might really enjoy doing. This is even something a family can do, you know, mom and dad or one of the parents and children get together and submit a design. I don't think it's only going to be the consummate artist whose work is going to be chosen for this. I think the content of the design or the symbolism or meaning will probably play in heavily. I think on the website you're going to hear a little video from Rascal Flatts, and I think they will be very specific. They don't want any flaming skulls or dragons or anything in the way of goth sort of art. So be advised. Definitely check out what the specifications are for the art if you're going to submit anything. And thank you for the correction. I'm sorry I have glossed over country music in a very, I don't even know what the word is. I've skipped discussing it. So I hope that this takes care of some of my having overlooked it in the past. Now, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is the National Guitar Workshop. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not. If you've been playing a long time and you read any guitar periodicals, surely you've seen their ads. But it's possible you're listening and you've never heard of the National Guitar Workshop, so I want to talk about it. It's quite ironic. I was going to mention this in last week's Take Note segment, but something else seemed more pressing to me, even though I know this is the time when a lot of people are making personal summer vacation plans as well as trying to get their children organized for various camp venues. And there I was minding my own business over the weekend, and I got a call from a fellow from National Guitar Workshops discussing their venue and what's going on. And I told him how I was just reading about what was new and what was going on this year with them and how I was going to do the podcast last week about it. So although I actually was thinking of something else for Take Note this week, I thought, well, you know, two witnesses, maybe I better do this. So over the past decade, I have had several students take a week or two during the summer to attend the most local Massachusetts campuses, or is it campi, of the National Guitar Workshop. They truly enjoyed their time there, but I have to say that resounding advice they had for students who would follow them and experience the National Guitar Workshop summer program in subsequent years was take some means of cooling the dorm rooms. I don't know if there's been a change recently, I don't think I've had any students go for maybe 2 or 3 years. But they were saying that the dorm rooms they were in were so hot, they were just brutal in the summer. Now, the summer that these students went were particularly agonizing, hot summers on the East Coast. I know they were brutal here. I don't know how Massachusetts compares to northern New Jersey humidity-wise. It sounded like it was fairly commensurate with what we suffer through here in the summer. And it was so hot to the extent that it was hard to even get a good night's sleep. So that's the only caveat I have. So be advised, this observation came from student-age attendees and from the adults who I've had who have attended, who have opted rather than staying in the hotel to stay in the dorms. And I'll say this, the student-age attendees don't have a choice. They stay in the dorms. The adult students that I have had who have attended the National Guitar Workshop have never stayed in the dorms after the first year. They have always opted after that for the hotel because the dorms were brutally hot. Now, get past the heat and get past that it's a summer experience. I mean, if you think about it, if you're sending a school-age student, if they were at a camp, they'd be in an unair-conditioned bunk anyway. So for the kids, I guess it's not so troublesome, but everyone that went complained about the heat. Okay, all that aside, I have to be fair. I don't want you to say that I gave this a glowing review and you went and you were suffering. So get past the heat and you've got a great, great deal. Here's a brief description of the programs that the National Guitar Workshop has. They offer week-long programs where students from 14 years old through adult, ranging in skill level from beginner to seasoned professional, study with some of the best musicians in the industry. There's something called Day Jams, which is a summer day camp for kids 8 to 15. They play in a band, write and record their own song, and play in a live concert. Now, this is obviously just for the local folks. I don't think you're going to drive 4 hours a day to drop your kid off and pick them up. Then there is also Master Artist Series, which is a rare opportunity for the advanced and professional musicians where they can study with some of the world's greatest musicians. This year, the visiting artists are Pat Metheny. Now, this is the second year for Pat. I think he was the sole visiting artist last year, and the program went tremendously well. Chick Corea, John Scofield, and Robin Ford. Participants in this program study, play, and perform with these master artists. Then there are also just regular classes that you take. In other words, when you go, you will sign up for either a genre or an assortment of classes. It's just great. It's kind of like being in music college for a week. Now, you should note, especially in these budget-conscious times we're living in, they have active scholarship programs available to anyone based on need and merit. The National Guitar Workshop strongly encourages people who are concerned about the price to apply because these programs are often underutilized. Scholarships, however, are not available for the Master Artist Series. If you're an adult and an advanced guitarist and you're going to this Master Artist Series, you cannot apply for a scholarship. Now, here's the schedule of locations and master artists that are scheduled for this summer. John Abercrombie is going to be in New Milford, Connecticut, July 22nd to 27th. Doug Aldrich is going to be in LA on July 22nd to 27th. Kid Anderson is going to be in Austin, Texas, July 15th through 20th. Scott Coley is going to be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 27th to August 31st. Chick Corea is going to be in Lenox, Mass, August 27th to August 31st. Jack DeJohnette is going to be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 20th to August 24th. Robin Ford is going to be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 13th to August 17th. Guthrie Govan is going to be in New Milford, July 22nd to the 27th. Jim Hall will be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 20th to August 24th. Adrian Legg will be in New Milford, Connecticut, July 15th to the 20th. Romero Lubambo. Yeah, Romero Lubambo will be in New Milford, Connecticut, July 22nd to 27th. Brett Mason will be in Austin, Texas, July 15th to the 20th. Pat Matheny will be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 20th to 24th. John Patitucci is going to be in Lexington, Mass, August 27th to August 31st. Duke Robillard will be in New Milford, Connecticut, July 29th to August 3rd. Antonio Sanchez will be in Lenox, Mass, August 27th to August 31st. And John Schofield will be in Norwich, Connecticut, August 27th to August 31st. Now, this is not a full list of locations for the National Guitar Workshops. They are in cities across the country. I know they're in LA, and I don't think I saw an LA listing here in this list that I just read you. Yeah, they're definitely in California, they're in Texas, they're in Connecticut. And I don't remember if there's another location. I just don't have it up on my computer right now. But I'll have links to all of these things in the show notes. So I hope if you're planning summer and you're an enthused guitarist, or you just need a little shot of guitar adrenaline, this might be the perfect thing to do. With that said, that wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 070 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. So let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. Don't forget to see the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. After June, the huge exhibit will be reduced in size. A permanent installation will remain, but you will miss a lot if you don't get there while the collection is robust. I'm biding my time before I can change my DRs again, but I can listen to Arno's new ones after we change them on Wednesday night. Welcome to my schedule, Shira. Congratulations to Lanny and Talia for ascending into the student spotlight this week. Personally, my preferred music writing and editing and printing software is Melody Assistant. If you have needs beyond mine, Harmony Assistant may be just the ticket. Hey, country music fans, submit your design for a Rascal Flatts Taylor guitar, and you may win one signed by the band, and more cool stuff. The National Guitar Workshop has a variety of locations, classes, and guest artists scheduled. Check them out if you want a great summer guitar experience. If you're sensitive to heat, make sure you take a fan or something to cool you off at night. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 070 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac. You know the whole drill. I tweet when I'm doing guitar-y, and that's infrequently. And I retweet anything that's interesting among the people who I follow's tweets. So you will also find on my homepage and the podcast page of my website a variety of ways to subscribe to the podcast or to subscribe to the show notes by an email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Have a reflective Passover. Have a joyous Easter. Practice. Have a great 2 weeks until I record next time. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.